WHDD presents Susan Says.
Here we go again. We are about to enter a new McCarthyism era. For those of you who are too young to know what I mean, Google Joe McCarthy in the 50s. He was a senator from my home state, Wisconsin. Shame, shame. Now you'll see how he started a Red Scare that almost was the unraveling of America. They were televised. They gave even a little kid like me the opportunity to see evil. And now we have the same methods about to begin in the Congress again. This house of MAGAs are going to investigate, castigate, smear the FBI and every other government sector because they can. They have made new rules that are all about power, nothing about governance. They're going to attack everyone, everything that doesn't match MAGA. We are in for a bad, bad time. Here we go again. They control the committees. They've removed the Dems from their posts. Monsters like Jim Jordan, who enabled sexual predators in college wrestling, are going to run things. He will run us into the ground. He's a Neanderthal without a jacket. They want to cut Social Security, too. Yeah, think about that, folks. And there's a rule about having only one person being able to bring down the speaker. Well, that would be good, except chaos will ensue. Nothing will be done. You saw it last week, the sausage, as they say, being made. And now a new chapter in Michael Schmidt's book on Trump and how he ruined America says General Kelly, the only four-star general to ever serve in politics, had to stay because he was so afraid of what would happen if he left. When you-know-who mocks Senator John McCain for being injured, he dissed our brave soldier heroes who were injured or died. He called them losers. Imagine that. Kelly said at the time he didn't know someone like Donald Trump could exist. Think about that, people. The lowest of the low, beyond imagining. Speaking of watching TV, I started to watch the Golden Globes, more like the Garbage Globes. Worst ever, worst MC ever. He made tasteless jokes about diversity and George Floyd and Whitney Houston dying. Yeah. He was black, so he said he had the opportunity to say whatever he wanted. Plus, he had no energy. He wasn't funny. So obviously, he was the best choice for a host. Not. The speeches were ridiculous, long, mostly. One great one, a young Asian man who starred as a little boy in Steven Spielberg's film 30 years ago. Now he said he finally proved to himself that it wasn't a flash in the pan. Tears. Jennifer Coolidge, she's ditzy funny, but mostly the rest were boring. That poor girl playing the piano was, well, if silly is a review word, it was. I stopped with Ryan Murphy, who runs a lot of TV and ruins a lot more. He's a guy with an agenda. He doesn't hide it. He's made horror disgusting, if not frightening, because he said he had a bad childhood and he wants to help everybody else out. Yeah, right. I hope the Oscars are better. Cate Blanchett in Tar is amazing. That's one I saw. I haven't seen a lot of the others. And I'm not going to pay $19.95 on TV to see other ones. Are you kidding? That's a lot of nerve. I guess I'll have to get out of the house, get out of bed, and actually go to the movies. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.